We'll start again very briefly. Today, we're going to finish Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. We'll start again, we're up to Chav Beis Amud Aleph, but we're going to start again from the Mishnah, Chav Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom. We'll go through it quickly again. Zok the Mishnah, B'sar Kotche Kotchim Shenitmo, Bosar of Kotche Kotchim, that became Tomei. Bein, there's four sheets in the Mishnah. Bein, the Avatuma, Bein Bevladatuma. It doesn't make a difference if it was through a Avatuma, which is a Rishon, or through a Vladatuma, which becomes a Sheni. Bein Bifnim, in the Azorah, Bein Bechutz, out of the Azorah. You ask, how do you take it out of the Azorah? Teretz says it went out, but it still has to be burnt. So it's a Psul Yoitz, but it still has to be burnt. It became Tomei. So Beishame Oimim, Haki Yisorah Bifnim. Everything has to go inside. There's a din of Beis Hadeshen, the Makam Hadeshen, called Psulah Bakodesh. It's Beish Yisorah, but Kodesh Beish Yisorah has to go in. That's a place that's burnt. Chutz is an exception to the rule. Mishenitma ba'avatuma b'chutz. There's two things l'griyusa. Avatuma is very stringent, and it was b'chutz. If it's b'chutz, when you bring it in, schlepping it in when it's out already, that's a bizoyan. Beis Hillel, I mean, punkt opposite. Hakli yisoga b'chutz, everything is outside. Ain't enough to bring it in, except for one exception. It's already in, and it's a shvachatuma. It's only v'ladatuma. Chutz mishenitma b'vladatuma b'fnim. So it has two things l'mal yusa, so then already you leave it in. Correct. In the Deshen, there's a place, a special place in the Deshen where they burned it. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. There was a special place in the place of the Sreifa for they burnt on the Deshen. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Zog the Mishnah Vayta, Mishenitma Ba'avatuma, a third sheet. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Shenitma Ba'avatuma, if it was a Tuma Chamura, Avatuma is more Chomer. So bein bifnim bein bachutz. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's in or it's out where it took place. Yisore bachutz. Why? Even though it was took place in, you bring it out. Why do you bring it out? It's a tuma chamura, avatuma. However, shenitma bevladatuma, where it's a tuma kala. So bein bachutz, bein bifnim, yisore bifnim. Even if it's out, you're allowed to bring it in. It's a vladatuma, so mele it's allowed to be burnt in. It's not so chomer to have that in. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the fourth shita, he says it doesn't make a difference. Mokoyim tumosoy. Shom Tzchefosoy. It's irrelevant if it's Nitma Bifnim, then it's Bifnim. It doesn't make difference if an Avatumer, it doesn't make a Vladatumer. If it's Nitma Bechutz, it's Nisa Bechutz. Doesn't make the difference Av or Vlad. Zog the Gemara, Yisoy Zikam Achlokes Amaroyim. Ba'akapora Omar, Avatumer is Dvar Torah. That means that the Rice Lake Tumer. Sheretz touched it or a Nevela touched it. That's called the Rice Lake Tumer. Vladatumer is Midivreyim. It doesn't mean usually Vladatum could also be the Raisa. Just a Sheni makes a Shlishi. Doesn't mean it's not Av makes a Rishon, that's also Vlad. If a Sheni makes a Shlishi, that's a Vlad, that's the Raisa. Even Ravi is the Raisa. He's saying a new touch we usually have. Vladatuma is midivreya, meaning it was Nitma Bekli Aishinokai de Mashkin. And the Chiddush, we said, Yud Chas Dover, Mashkin is Metam Aliyah's Rishon. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about a Rabbona de Katuma. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Bein zeh, bezeh, bein zeh, both of them are dvar Torah, meaning an avatuma means it touched a sheretz or a nevela. A vladatuma, it touched a kli that touched a sheretz. So it's a secondary step, but it doesn't mean it's the rabbanon. Both are the raisa. You certainly think of machlokes in this mishnah, not all of the shas. In this mishnah, avatuma according to Bakapora is dvar Torah, the raisa, and a vladatuma is the rabbanon. And Rabbi Yochanan says both are the Raisa. Just one is secondary and one is the first, straight from the Av. Now the Gemara is going to make a Shakla V'tayah in the four Shittas in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara as follows. V'kashe de Rabbi Yochanan al de Beis Shammai. What did you say?
When the Mishnah says that it's burnt b'fnim, even a Rabbanan de Ketum gets burnt b'fnim, and
the whole. The Gemara is going to make this exact Cheshman. Let's see the Gemara go through the Cheshman of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. The Halt Kop of here, because the Gemara makes now a Cheshman in all the Shittas. V'kasha de Rabbi Yochanan al de Beis Shammai. So first of all, you have Rabbi Yochanan that says that bein zeh uvein zeh dvar Torah. So Shvem Beis Shammai. What was Beis Shammai shita? The Beis Shammai oimim hakol yisorah b'fnim. Everything is inside b'fnim, except for when it has two chumras. Chutz b'shnitma ba'avatuma b'chutz avatuma, and it was b'chutz. Don't bring it in. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that bein zeh and zeh is dvar Torah, so ma bein avatum b'chutz, ma bein vladatum b'chutz, what's the difference? If the raisa is the raisa. If it's a deraisa and it's an avatuma, then you serve it b'chutz. So why by a vladatum b'chutz are you not serve it b'chutz? Why do you suddenly bring it in? If both are deraisa, why should you differentiate? Zeh v'zeh lo dvar Torah, kasha number one. Next kasha. V'afilu al debeis hillel lemikasha. Why is it not a kshver on beis hillel too? Why? According to Rabbi Yechon Shita, both of the rights are kshver on beis hillel. The beis hillel are mahakri yisrael b'chutz. Everything is outside. Except for what? Chutz mashin v'vladatum b'fnim. Except for something that's mal yusa to milus. It's a vlad. It's not so stringent. And it's b'fnim. Well, according to Rabbi Yechon, an av and a vlad is no difference. Both are the raisa. So ma ben vladatum b'fnim, ma ben avatum b'fnim. Why is it that a vladatum b'fnim, you do burn in. And a avatum b'fnim, you burn outside. According to Rabbi Yechon, there is no difference vlad and av. Both are the raisa. Why should the din change? Zev is a loy divit vateru, bishlem according to bakapora. So there's a fundamental difference. Why? Because a vladatum is only drabonon, so you burn it in. A avatum is the raisa, you burn it out. Masha'enkin and Kokhtar B'yechon, it's both the Raisa. Why differentiate Av and Avlad? Zokti Gemara, you know what? Kokhtar B'yechon, Sai B'sham B'es Hillel Shver, let's drop Rabbi Yechon. Let's focus on Bakapora. Zokti Gemara, Lahave Be Rabbonon. Rabbonon did not busy himself now with Rabbi Yechon. It's Taka Shver if they're both the Raisa. Zokti Gemara, Elo Al Dvar Kapora, but rather on Bakapora. So let's focus on Bakapora. It's Oichon Nisha Zay Poshet. Zokti Gemara, V'kashle Bakapora Al Be'shamai. Even according to Be'shamai, she said that everything is in except for Av Atuma. Sheniftzas B'chutz, it's also Shver on Bakapora. Bakapora is the one that says, Av is der tumah is der Torah and Vlad is drabonon. Zok the Gemara. The Beishame omim haki yisore b'fnim. Everything is inside. Chutz mishenit ma b'avatum b'chutz. Except for an avatuma, then it's b'chutz. Now ma ben avatuma ben b'chutz ben b'fnim. If an according to Bakapora, an avatuma is the raisa and a vladatuma is drabonon. So why you differentiate between an avatuma that's nitma b'chutz or an avatuma that's nitma b'fnim? Even if it was nitma, why do you say that if that everything is inside except for nitma b'chutz, avatuma? Why say that even if it's once it's an avatuma, so what's between chutz and pnim? Even if it's nitma b'fnim, it should also be burnt outside. Why? Because since avatuma is the raisa. So avatum is the raisa. So just like avatum b'chutz is chutz, avatum b'fnim should be taken out. There is no difference in avatuma. In avatuma, there's no difference. Both are the raisa. Yes, he said, ein chenami. So since he says both are the raisa, so oy bazoi, I'm sorry, Bakapora, the Taka says, av is the raisa, vlad is the rabbonon. But in avatuma, why are you differentiating? If av is the raisa, so why is the difference between chutz or pnim? And that Gemara says that's not so schwer because we already find sheets Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, so he's going with that sheet up upon him. Zakti Gemara again, the Beishame Omi Miakol Yisov Bifnim Chutz Mishnim Avatum Bechutz. So Bein Avatuma Bein Bechutz Ma Bein Avatuma Bein Bechutz Bein Bifnim, and Avatuma is the Raisa. So it doesn't make difference if it's inside or took place outside. It should always be what outside. So why is it we say that when it's Nitz Bifnim it's Nitz Bifnim and Avatuma is the Raisa? Bring it out. Zev is Eloid Vaitoru, it's both the Raisa. On that, the Gemara says we find a precedence. Why? Begin the Rabbi Akiva Omar, Mokim to Mosai, Shom Teisei Fosai. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, now, Beshama doesn't hold in God's like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't differentiate Vlad and Av either. But in Rabbi Akiva's Shita, we see there's a difference where it became this Tomei. So Melu, who had in Beshama, but Avatum Bachutz, leave it out, Avatum Bifnim, you don't have to bring it out. It depends. The Mokim Sefosai. Not Gemara said the final kasha. V'afil al de Beis Hillel lo mikasha. Even on Beis Hillel, it will be shver according to Bakapora also. According to Rabbi Yochanan also. Rabbi Yochanan says they're both of the Raisa. Why would be shver on Beis Hillel? The Gemara says follows. The Beis Hillel Omar, Haki Yisore Bachutz, everything is burnt outside. Chutz b'shnit b'vladatum b'fnim. Except for a vladatuma b'fnim. A vladatuma is not stringent and b'fnim. Affecting mother, ma ben vladatuma ben bifnim ben bachutz. Why does Beis Hillel say that vladatuma bifnim is burnt inside? Why a vladatuma bachutz is burnt out? You should bring it in. If a vladatuma is the rabbonon, so then what's the difference? According to Bakapora, vladatuma is rabbonon. So then bring it in. If it was nisav out, bring it in. Why only vladatuma bifnim? You leave in. Vladatum b'chutz, you should be able to bring in if lamaisa both the rabbonon. On that, the Gemara says it's not shver either. Why? Begin the Reb Shimon Omar. Reb Shimon says a shita that af macholoi or macholoi umashkoi shomatzoyga mishtalchichutz a sholish machnois. There's different gesoris over here how the goyim learns, but the point is that the Goyin is Goyris, that Reb Shimon holds the Meichel and the Mashkev and Metzora, you do not have to take out of Gimel Machanois. Now that means, if it's outside, you don't bring it in. But if it's inside, you don't have to bring it out. So that's the difference. According to Beis Hillel, we differentiate a Vlad Atumah that's it bechutz, you don't bring in. A Vlad Atumah that's it befrim, you leave in. So just like we see when it comes to the Mashke and the Michael, according to the Goyin's Girsa, of a Mitzvah, it doesn't have to be taken out. But if it's out, you don't bring it in. So we're also, bechutz, a Vlad Atumah doesn't mean you bring it in. Zog the Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Chov Beis Omer Alev and Milda Omid. Evorei Hatomid. The Evorim. The limbs of the carbon tomid that's brought every day, which is an oil, which is totally burnt. Nisonin, they're placed michatzi kevesh ulamato b'mayrov. Now, after you do the shchita and the kabbalah and the zrika, there's a haktorah of the evorim. But meanwhile, where do you place those evorim? So you place them on the ramp, on the kevesh, on the bottom. The kevesh has two parts, a top part and a bottom part. So you place it on the bottom part, so it's nicker, it's a covet for the evorim that is a maisa halal. So if it's on the bottom part, then it's nicker that you bring it up. And which side do you place it? B'mayrov, on the west side, on the Mayrov side. So evorei hatomid nitoni michatzi kevesh ulamato b'mayrov, in the Mayrov side. Shel musafin, now musafin, each one has a different haktorah. We don't want to mix them up. The evorim of the musafim of Shabbos. So what do you do? Nitoni michatzi kevesh ulamato b'mizrach. They go on the Mizrach side. On the eastern side. Now, you have to have a place where to keep it till you finish the Haktorah. There's only one place of the Haktorah. So it has to be a place where you meanwhile keep it. Both of them on the bottom. The question is on the Mizrach or the Ma'ariv. What about the third type? Shel Rosh Chodoshim. The Rosh Chodoshims, where do you, the Karbonis Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, where do you place those meanwhile till you burn them? Nitonim al Karkov Amizbeach Mil Malon. So, the Gemara is going to explain where that is. The Karkov is the place where they walked between the two Kronos, the four Kronos, the Karnos of the Mizbeach. And there's an area that there was room to walk even around the Keren. It was a ditch. And that's where you placed it. Zok the Mishnah, a new thing, not related to the first part of the Mishnah. Hashkolim v'abikurim enenoygen al b'nei habayis. We know that we give Zeichel machzah shekel, but we don't give real shekel, otherwise it's your moil in kochim. Should we give it regular tzedakah? So there's no shkolim bizman when there's no bias. Like I said when we learned it, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz as a true vendiva Yosef, you're not allowed to say zeichel machzah shekel, just like you don't say bosses ela pesach, Rambo says, when it comes to Pesach. You just give it in and it's a zeicher, but not that you say it. A couple of them, others arguing it, but the point is, it's anoyig. Hashkolim abikurim ein anoyigin ela b'fnei habayis. It's only because man was a beis hamikdosh. There's no beis hamikdosh, and likewise bikurim. Bikurim is not negeya, only bizman habayis. Now, you know, why is Bikurim on in the game is Mana Bais? Because it says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecho. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Bikurim. However, Bikurim is the first fruits. Not in the game, you have to bring it to the Beis Hashem. However, Avo Maise Dogon. Maise Dogon means regular Trumas and Maises, which is Noigen Eitz Yisrael. Not, doesn't have to have a Beis HaMikdash, but you have to have Kedusha Oret. Avo Eitz Yisrael has to be. Avo Maise Dogon or Maise Behema, that every tenth animal is Maise. Kedushas Bechor, when it's born, Noigim Bein B'fnei Habayis, Bein Shaloi B'fnei Habayis, because Kedushas Oris is not bottled even after the Churban, and that's a din that it takes place even Bizman Hazeh, but in Kedushas Oris in Eitz Yisrael. Now, true, you can't be makriv, the Bechor, what's it called? Maisa Behema, the Hafrosh is not bottled, even though you can be makrivish. Likewise, a Bechor can be makrivit, but it has a Kedusha. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Hamakdish Kolim Ubikurim. What if a person goes against this din? He's Makdish Kolim. He says, I'm being Makdish Kolim. Like I said, if a guy is Makdish at Behedja, what do you do? Ubikurim. Bikurim, there's no bias. What do you do with the Bikurim? Harezek Kodesh. You don't say it's bottle. You Makdish it and it's Kodesh. We have to see. You can't be moiling it, so you have to get rid of it. Reb Shimon Oimer. Seemingly, Reb Shimon argues on one din. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes if he argues on both dinim. But Reb Shimon says, if you say bikurim kodesh, it's takana kodesh. Why? Because since it says tovi beis Hashem lekecha, so it is no beis hamikdash. It's not chal the ganza afrosha. It's not kodesh. The question is, does he argue on shkolim also? The Mishnah's lashon is bikurim kodesh ain't kodesh. Mashma shkolim, he agrees. The Gemara is going to say a shita in Reb Shimon that by both of them it applies by both of them. It's not kodesh. Zok the Gemara. Ezu kakva mizbech. We said that the Rosh Chodoshim emurin evorin go on the kakuv. Where's this kakuv? Zok the Gemara. Ame bin keren le keren. There's an ame between the keren and the keren, and that ame span a ditched was a mokum hiluch rag le kahanim. Now, really, it's not just an ame because how are they going to walk? The keren is in the way. Can walk over the hump of the Karen. So there was really two Amas wide, the ditch, and one Ama was between the Karenas, and another Ama extended into the Mizbeach, and that's the place they walked. So it's two Amas, a Chritz, and that is between the Karenas, and that's called the Kakav, and that's where you placed it.
It's below the ramp. Where's the ramp?
It's above the ramp. The ramp is going down. Right. This is on the top of the Mizbeach, okay, in the Karenas on the top. There, right. Up there, there was a ditch where they walked, and that's where you placed the Evorin of Shchodesh.
What difference is the
different times. One goes first, one goes second. Different times. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Gemara Vayita. Musvei Shabbos and Musvei Rosh Chodesh Mikodam. Oh, we see this a Kedima. Now we're discussing, you have a Musav Shabbos, you have a Musav Rosh Chodesh. Which one has a din Kedima? Devarim. We just said it's different times. Devarim of Musav or Devarim of Rosh Chodesh. Now, the simple way to approach this passage would be Tore Vishenet Tore Tore Kodim. Shabbos goes before Kamen, then Rosh Chodesh once a month. It's once a week. Zok the Gemara, no. Maybe Rosh Chodesh goes first because it's more chashev. Why? Zok the Gemara as follows. Rabbi Yirmi Yisovah Meim, Rabbi Yirmi wanted to say, Musve Shabbos and Musve Rosh Chodesh, Musve Rosh Chodesh Koidmin. Why? Chayla de Rabbi Yirmi Yamin Ado. The Rai of Rabbi Yirmi is from the following Braisa. Shiru, Shiroi Shal Shabbos, Vishiru Shal Rosh Chodesh. You have the shir. There's a shir that they said with the Tomit Shel Shachar, Mizbah Shil Yom Shabbos, and with the Musaf, they said the shir of Hazinu, Pash Hazinu, and Rosh Chodesh, we say Borchi Nafshi, like we say, Borchi Nafshi. So the shir of Shabbos and the shir of Rosh Chodesh, shir of Rosh Chodesh is Koidim. Why? The reason is, so people should know it's Rosh Chodesh. Not everyone knows about the Kiddush of the Levana, that it was took place. So I'll be Bezdin. So Mela, you say the shir so they know it's Rosh Chodesh. So shir of Rosh Chodesh is Koidim, like a Pesum and Nisa they could in. Omer Rabbi Yosef, so just like the shear is first, so he held that the carbon is first also. Omer Rabbi Yosef, there's a difference. Shanya hitamon, there's a difference between the shear and the carbon and the akrova and the haktora. Why? The Omer Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, the reason of the shear you makdim k'nei lafar samar le'diyashu Rosh Chodesh. Like we said, you want to be mefarshim. Most people don't know about the chiddush of the levana, so mele that's why you have to mefarshim the shear first. Masha'enkum when it comes to the akrova, maybe not. So what did you do by the shear? As follows. You shechted, the shear didn't go together with the kachrov even. Shechted musve Shabbos, you shechted musve Shabbos, which is todir. And the shear of Rosh Chodesh is first, and the shear could be first. When it comes to the kachrov of the carbon, so musve Shabbos, musve Rosh Chodesh, musve Shabbos koidmin, Hashem called todir, b'chaveger, koidmin b'chaveger. When it comes to akrov, lo'olam todir v'shen todir. When it comes to the shir, you want to be mefarsim. Rosh Chodesh takes precedence. Now the truth is, the Maaser Rav, this is the Makar, it's really the Gemara and Sukkah also, in the Maaser Rav, it is a klal. You never say two shiras together. You never say two shiras. It's always one. When it comes, like last, 2 weeks ago, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, brochinav shem is mashir, he says that what's it called? Rosh Chodesh is doicha even Shabbos. Why is Rosh Chodesh doicha Shabbos? Based on this Gemara. Based on the Gemara in Sukkah and the Shushalim in Shkolim. Why? To be mefarsim Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh day. Not everyone knows about the Kiddush Levana. So Rosh Chodesh is pushed off Mizmah Shilim Shabbos. The Velt says both, but this is the Makar where it comes from. Where he says one is doicha the other. Correct. You brought the Musaf, did the Shir of Rosh Chodesh. Shir is not associated necessarily with what you just did. It's just the Shir is first because of the Pirsum, and then you did the Rosh Chodesh, and then the Shir of Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Shkolim Bikurim. So we said that it's Chodesh. If Shimon argued, he says, no, Bikurim is not Chodesh. Zog the Gemara, the Diyuk that we made, Bikurim is not Chodesh. Is Hosh Kolim Kachu? Is Mashma that he agrees that Shkolim is Taka Chodesh? Because if your old shkolim is not kodesh either, then he should have said that bikurim and shkolim are not kodesh. Zok the Gemara, you're right. This taka b'raisa like that. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds like that. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, mishum Reb Shimon, bein elu uvein elu are loy kachu. When he says that it's not kodesh on the bikurim, he means sai bikurim and shkolim are not kodesh because it's not negay bizman hazeh, so it's not kodesh either. Zok the Gemara, ger bizman hazeh. That means, really, in the Zman HaMikdash, Just like in the Zman of Matan Torah. There wasn't just Mila and Tefillah, there was a Havas Korban also. So, Bizman Hazeh, you can't bring a Korban, but there was an original Takona, at least put away the minimal amount of money to buy the cheapest type of Korban, a cane, a bird. Zog di Moga, two birds. Zog di Moga, Tony, Geh Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdosh, but it doesn't mean he's obkapatet from his obligation of what it would have been a Korban. Tzorich Lohavi Kinoi Revius Kesef. He has to be mafish a quarter of a dinar, a revius kesef, which is the price of a kin. So Mela, that's moving more increases. So Mela, when the base mixture will be rebuilt, he'll be able to bring his oil, but that's part of the gerus, not the bringing, but at least the afrosha. Zog the Gemara, that's a big takola. Omer Reb Shimon, bitlo Reb Yechimin Zakai. That's like having hektish money around till the base of mikdash. You can be moil in it. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Shimon, bitlo Reb Yechimin Zakai, was metzaken, mevatel this takona. His takona was mevatel this. This havas kin, this money for a kin, because mipnei atakola, the takola, the mikshel that can come out of it. Zog the Gemara, ma mipnei atakola, what's the takola? Zog the Gemara, kahado the toni, like we learned in the Braisa, ein makdishin. You're not allowed to be makdish, bizman hazeh, there's no bez mikdash, but being makdish. And likewise, veloy marichin, you can't say erkiolai. Ein makdishin, veloy marichin, veloy machrimin, you can't do again, echem legvoya. V'loy magbi in trumas u'maisres. We're not going to that gives bizman hazeh. Why? Because you might be moil. V'im hikdish oyher oyhechim. If let's say you did it oyigbiya, we're not going to this gives. So aksus tisoref. When you taka have something that you a cloak, so you want a takola to use it, so you have to burn it. Habehema teoker. You have to let it die. How do you let it die? Ketzad noyel b'fanei adelas v'imaisa me'alel. It dies from starvation by default. V'hamoyis yechli amelech. If you have money that you set aside. So you have to go and throw it out. You can't be nana from it. Moil, you have to put in Yama Melech. Zog the Gemara, after B'yechanan Takona, of me mevatel this mois that the ger would have set aside, Ovar v'hikdish. What's the din now when the guy that became a guy, was Megayer, stelled the vek money for an oiler, which the Beis Mikdash is not around. What is it chal or not? Maybe it's not, after the Takona, it's not chal at all. Or Pshat is no, it's chal and it's Yechanan Yama Melech. Zog the Gemara, min ma da omer Reb Shimon, from the fact that Reb Shimon says, bitler b'yechim in Zakai, he was mevatel it, mibnei atakola, so the fact that he says takola would be medayek, hada omra, ova v'hikdish, hikdish kochoy. From the fact that he had to be mevatel because takola, we see that there is a takola. You can't change the fact. The takola is still here. So if you makdish it, it's going to be kodesh because of the takola. Zog the Gemara, Reb Yude andutraya boy kumi Reb Yossi. Reb Yude andutraya, asked Reb Yossi his followers, Hocho at Omar. We're going to ask now a stira in Reb Shimon. Davchov beiz omed beiz. Hocho at Omar kochoy. V'hocho at Omar loy kochoy. Which means as follows. If you look back in the last Gemara, we had as follows. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, Bikurim ain't a kodesh. We had a machloikas. Reb Shimon Yudah doesn't mean Bikurim and Shkolim. But Bikurim, he says, is not kodesh. And over here, Reb Shimon says, Min Mado Omer Reb Shimon Bitler Reb Yechim and Zakai is mashma that if the ger gives money for the kin, it's kodesh, it's yomoyel in it. So it's a stira in doing something bizman hazeh when there's no bias. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says when it comes to bikurim, it's not kodesh. And there's a question: the Gemara is calling for that a category or not? But bikurim is not kodesh. And here Reb Shimon says that Reb Yechim was mevatlet, and that means that hikdisha kodesh, it's kodesh, it's mamish a stira. Zokemar Reb Yudan the Troy boy kumi Reb Yosi. Hochat Omar Kichoy. Over here we're saying that it's Kodesh, and by the and by the meaning by the kin of the ger that it's Kodesh. Hochat Omar like Kichoy and legabe the Shkolim, according to Pshimen Yehuda, or legabe the Bikurim, we see it's not Kodesh. So Omar Lei. So he told him, Tamon. The difference is by Shkolim lekach emekach and lechatchila. The reason why it's not going to be chal. So the Goyin takes out a lot of this Gemara over here, and it basically comes out with one difference, one teretz. When it comes to Trumas, so it might end up being that it's going to end up being L'shiori HaLishka. Not going to be necessarily brought. So that's like a category we have to believe the Beis Mikdash is going to be built every second. So it's not going to be Yeshana, real Yeshana, because the Beis Mikdash is built, it's not Yeshana. But it might end up being that it's Trumas Alishka, since it might end up being in default state, meaning not the regular Karbonas, So Mamela, it's like Yeshona, and we Mela, we don't, and we say it's Takanat Chal. That's what it's like Kodesh. Mashenken Hocha Maisel Meimar. What's the difference? When it comes to a ger, there's nothing wrong with bringing the Kabbalah as soon as the base mix is built. And that is the fundamental difference. That a different gifts over here. According to the Goyin, you take out, the Gemara says, Hai Yeshona Legabi Hekdesh Acherim. It's not a question of a Kedesh Acherim, but the fundamental difference is that we're differentiating between Shkolim and the money that's set aside by a ger. So again, so the Gemara has the kasha, the chayitz, it seemed like a steer in the Pshimen, and zog the Gemara, v'yinichena ad shebona beis ha-migdosh. So what's wrong with the shkolim utilizing when the beis mikdash is built? Zog the Gemara, no, shem yebona abayis kavri shoyno, meaning it might be built again in Nissan, like it was being shoyno. V'titorim tume alishka min ha-chadosh bizmano becha b'nissan, and will utilize for the kabonas from the tume chadosha. And it'll end up being that this money that was set aside will not be used for Kabbalah Tzibur. So since it won't be used for Kabbalah Tzibur, it will be like Tumi Yishona, so it won't be used. So the Chachamim made it that it's Bichlal not Hektish Bichlal. Because it's not going to be used, Ramei Simcha explains in Ar Samech, because Lo Yisnadiv Kedech HaMisnadvin. Usually when you Menadiv something, it's used right away. It could be used. But since over here it's not built yet, even though Yibona Beis HaMikdosh, so Mela, it's not going to be Chal the Hektish in the first place. It's not Kedech HaMisnadvin. And that's why the Shekel is not Chal. Masha'enkein, Hocho, Vocho Ma'isloch, Ma'isloch. Here there's nothing wrong with the Ger utilizing the money that he set aside to use karbonis afterwards when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So mainly you can buy karbonis oila lichshi yibona Beis HaMikdash. It's not a question of tum chadosh and tum yishona where it won't be used. They'll be used just for shiyoy alishka. No. Over here it could be taka used and it won't be that status that it won't be used for the original purpose. So in Mela it's taka chal de kedusha, and that's the difference between the two places. The Gemara finishes the final Gemara. Rav Amnune and Rav Ade ba'Ave b'shem Rav, they paskened halachic Reb Shimon. So the three ways in the Mefarshim, the Taklal Charetin, and other Mefarshim, how to learn the halacha like Reb Shimon. Doesn't mean it's like the halacha like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah that he holds that the kedusha is chal on the shkolim and not on the bikurim. The lashon of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is ha'oyim bikurim kodesh ain a kodesh, meaning by bikurim it's taken a kodesh, but by shkolim it would be chal. Or is it like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that says that Loch is like Reb Shimon, he doesn't differentiate between Shkolim and Bikurim. And both of them are not going to be Kodesh. Now, on the tzad that the Shkolim is different than Bikurim, by Bikurim, Itaka says, Tovi Beis Shem Lekecho. So Mele, it's not going to be Kodesh at all. Mashenka by Shkolim, it is going to be Kodesh. And Kodesh, we said before in the Gemara, means Yolichem Liyam HaMelech. And the Rishonim say, Toysim Psochim says that the reason why Liyama Melech Dafka is because Yama Melech is a water that's not traveled by ships. So you don't have to be ma'abed before you throw it in the water. So the halacha is like Shimon in this Nakuda that Bikurim Taka, it's not Kodesh. Mashenkim, when it comes to Shkolim, it would be Kodesh. And Memele Yalichin Yama Melech, and Memele you can't utilize it. The third side in Reb Shimon means in Reb Shimon Legabe Ger. That by Ger, the din is that the money is Taka going to be Kodesh. Because by over there is no takola, it's not gonna no problem. It's different than shkolim. So Mela it comes out halach lemaisa. Halach is like Reb Shimon. Hadin halach perikol aroykin uslik lo mesechas shkolim. Hadin halach perikol aroykin uslik lo mesechas shkolim. Hadin halach perikol aroykin uslik lo mesechas shkolim.